For reasons unknown to myself, the gods have gifted me with learning tongues. Just from my daily visits to the agora and fishing villages, I have learned to speak with the peasants from Ethiopia, Syria, and Arabia. I am beginning to better understand the Hebrew scholars by studying in the library and Museion, our great learning center dedicated to the nine muses. The muses, of course, are our goddesses of poetry, music, art, and so forth. This gift of befriending people will make me a better queen than Tryphaena, who hates the Jews and the Medes. It will help me be better than Berenice, the sister I love, who is too afraid of the streets to venture out of our royal apartments. A queen must understand her subjects and care for them. This describes me. I am sorry to say this about Arsinoe because she is just 9 years old, but she is as spoiled and mean as our eldest sister, Tryphaena. If father is killed, then one of us will become pharaoh. Oh, I do not want him to die, but I do want to be ready, if necessary, to be Egypt's ruler, the best ever known. I must apply myself to gain wisdom.
Cleopatra has some big ideas. Her feeling that she should become queen if her father dies is pretty bold, since she is actually third in line. And remember, Cleopatra is only 12 years old, but she does make some good points. Of all her brothers and sisters, she's the only one who can speak several languages. She believes that this could help her befriend the many different sorts of people who are citizens of Egypt. Tryphaena, she says, hates most of them, and Berenice is afraid to even go out into the streets. Let's continue reading where we left off. We're on the top of page 18, where it says to continue.